أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. أولم يروا إلى الطير فوقهم صافات ويقبض ما يمسكهن إلا الرحمن إنه بكل شيء بصير. In the previous ayats, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala also warned us that by breaking the laws of Allah, we must not become unmindful of the punishments of Allah Ta'ala, which can come from different sides. Yeah, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala reminds us of one great qudrat of His, in which is also explained the mercy and the rahmat of Allah Ta'ala. Allah says, أَوَلَمْ يَرَوْا إِلَى الطَّيْرِ فَوْقَهُمْ صَافَّاتٍ وَيَقْبِضٍ. اور کیا نہیں دیکھتے ہو اڑتے جانوروں کو اپنے اوپر پر کھولے ہوئے اور پر جھپکتے ہوئے. Don't you see that the birds that are flying on top of you, how they fly, opening their wings and closing their wings. Sometimes the wings are closed and they are just gliding in the air. And then again they are opening their wings and they are flying. مَا يُمْسِكُهُنَّ إِلَّا الرَّحْمَانِ. ان کو کوئی نہیں تھام رہا رحمان کے سوا. There is nobody that is keeping them up but رحمان اللہ تعالی. Otherwise the bird on its own, which university did it go and learn how to fly? Where did it learn how to take off from the ground and fly in the air? How to open the wings, etc.? It is only Allah that is keeping it there in the air. إِنَّهُ بِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ بَصِيرٌ. سِوَائِ اُسْكِ نِغَامِ. ہر چیز ہے. And everything is in the eyes of Allah. Allah is watching everything. So yeah, حضرت مولانا شبیر رحمت عثمانی رحمت اللہ علیہ writes that perhaps there is a sign here of Allah's mercy, that Allah's azab can come from the top also. Various types of Allah's azab, hail, storms, etc. Storm, rains of stone also Allah can send. But as Allah is Rahman, He is keeping, and we are vast majority of us, mankind, because of the kufr and shirk, we are worthy to be destroyed by Allah Ta'ala with such azab. But because Allah is Rahman, so when you look up and you see the birds, remember it is Rahman that it is who is keeping them up, and it is Rahman that is saving us from azab. Otherwise, connected with azab, one of the other names of Allah should be used, what to showing Allah's great power and Allah's great awe. But Allah Ta'ala has used the word Rahman here, that He is most merciful, that in spite of our so many sins, yet He does not send that azab down. Then Allah reminds us again, various other types of azabs that can come to us. أَمَّنْ هَذَا الَّذِي هُوَ جُنْدٌ لَكُمْ يَنْصُرُكُمْ مِنْ دُونِ الرَّحْمَانِ. بھلا وہ کون ہے جو فوج ہے تمہارے مدد کرے تمہاری رحمان کے سوا. Who is it? Think about for yourself. Who is it that can help you? Have you got any army that when Allah's azab will come and your army can save you? Today we see in the world, earthquake comes, which army can save the people? Volcano comes, which army can save the people? Tsunami comes, nothing, no emergency service, no army, nothing. No matter what sophisticated armies they are and what things they have got, but from Allah's azab, no army or nothing can save a person. So don't become foolish and disobey Allah Ta'ala. إِنِ الْكَافِرُونَ إِلَّا فِي غُرُورٍ. مُنْكِرْ پَرَهِ بَرَهِ بِحْكَائِنِ. The people who disbelieve in Allah Ta'ala, they are in great deception, thinking that we also sometimes we think, if this problem come, I've got so much money, that problem come, I've got a connection there, that problem come, I can escape there. But when Allah's azab come, nobody can defend himself. So the thing is that we must correct our actions, our amal, and then Allah's mercy will come down, and we must not disobey Allah Ta'ala. By that we are destroying ourselves. أَمَّنْ هَذَا الَّذِي يَرْزُقُكُمْ إِنْ أَمْسَكَ رِزْقَ. بھلا وہ کون ہے جو روزی دے تم کو اگر وہ رکھ چھوڑے اپنی روزی. Also think a little bit, who is it that can give you your rosy if Allah Ta'ala is to keep his rosy away? If Allah keeps the rains away, A man with all his sophistication and all his progress in scientific fields, etc., man cannot make one drop of water. Who is it that sends this rain down? And when it comes down, in what abundance Allah Ta'ala sends the rains also. And of course, whenever we see the signs of rain, we should make lot of dua that it is beneficial rains, that there are no harms with it, no destruction with it. But who is it that sends this rains? And then to make the earth, the things grow from the earth, whose qudrat is that? And who taught us all this right from the beginning to cultivate the earth and to make things grow? There is all the scientists of the world also together cannot make one grain of barley, one grain of maize or wheat or anything. It is only Allah Ta'ala. We just consume this. We will be going now, having our breakfast, having our bread, having our porridges, whatever it is, tea, milk. Who is it that makes all this? And perhaps we do forget to say Bismillah also. After we have our meal, we forget perhaps to say Alhamdulillah also. This is all from Allah Ta'ala. And we should be in the obedience of Allah Ta'ala. Then Allah will send His mercy down. بَلَّجُّ فِي عُطُوِّيُمْ وَنُفُورِ کوئی نہیں پرا ارے رہے شرارت اور بیدکنے میں. Allah says, but mankind, in spite of this clear signs which are in front of him, and this is explained in the Quran, we should open things more on our minds and our hearts. But in actual fact, these things are open to every person. We see this happening. But the rains, if there are no rains, there are droughts. When there are droughts, there is scarcity of commodity. Prices of things soar and they go very high. We see all this. Man should take a lesson from this. And we know rain is not in our control. It's not in the weather pattern. It's not in what the weatherman says. It is solely in the hands of Allah Ta'ala. But unfortunately Allah says, man is obstinate. And he is just drowned in his obstinacy. And he is refusing to follow the commands of Allah Ta'ala. Man has become slave of his own desires, love of this world, and all the things of this dunya that we have fallen into. And the main is our nafs that overtakes us and overpowers us. And we want to do everything just to please ourselves. We want every comfort, we want everything to go our way. People must listen to us, they must do what we say, that we want all the time. And we are not submitting to the will of Allah Ta'ala, what Allah Ta'ala wants from us. So in this ayat, Allah is shown, and therefore this is Surah Tabarak al-Ladhi, is also known amongst Rahmaniyat. That means lot of reference of the mercy of Allah. Though Allah has mentioned this punishment, but Allah has shown the way that we can save ourselves from that punishment by obeying Him, and we will get all the great mercy of Allah. May Allah open our hearts and minds and let us become truly obedient from the bottom of our hearts to Allah Ta'ala. Wa akhiru da'wana.